Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, before we start today, can you stop? Please stop sending me topless pictures of Shawn Mendes.
It's what he posts on his Instagram. And I thought I would circulate it wider.
You're like a dog with two dicks.
Just get on with it.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast. Oh, I sound echoey, don't I?
That's probably because you're in your kitchen.
It's because I'm in my kitchen, not because I'm in a tunnel this time or a pretend tunnel. I'm in my kitchen. This is the only decent place I can get wee-fee. Sorry. Welcome to the help. Where am I? Oh, welcome. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted.
I mean, I don't think we got past the first sentence.
Oh, shut up. I don't want it to be one of those recordings. I want this one to be smooth, in and out. Plenty of lube. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what do you do if you're caught short on a long drive? And is it... Oh, you... Go on Ard's shoulder or in a Lucozade bottle. And is it okay to tell someone that they have a spot that's very easily poppable? Oh, I've been tempted to do that. It's all right with loved ones, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's still a bit... Ugh.
No, if your brother or your other half's got a massive blackhead, you're like, ooh.
A blackhead?
You're like, ooh.
I wouldn't do it with a blackhead.
Do you know I'm subscribed to Dr. Pimple Popper on Instagram? And I love watching all those blackhead. Oh, you can't beat picking a good blackhead. Picking a good blackhead is up there watching Burnley for me.
How do I follow Dr. Popper on Instagram?
Pimple Popper. I even saying her name. Pimple Popper. She gets right in. She has this little spatula.
Is she German?
No, she's American.
Sounds German.
Yeah, that's a pimple popper, yeah. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts from an award-nominating podcast, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Albert Hall, you're more Soddall.
These are good. Should we mention that thing now and then just...
No. Let's do it later. No. We're modest.
What is the etiquette there if your podcast has been nominated for a national award? It's been given a nod by people within the podcast industry that is saying, you boys have got it. I don't know what this kid's got, but this kid's got spunk.
Well, I'm in.
What is the etiquette there?
Well, I think we just be modest about it. I mean, as I said in that reaction video we posted on our social media, we'd carry on doing this without the award nomination. So
that's true.
But we are, of course, very grateful for our nomination in the Best Entertainment category for the British Podcast Awards. It is a privilege to go up against George Ezra, and we very much hope that we come through in July. Anyway, G&D, this is episode 9 of series 5. I'm at home, Jordan's at home. Slight glare coming off Jordan's screen because he's painted everything brilliant white in his flat, which is just making it a little bit difficult to look at. But we are, even though we're recording remotely, we are still helping you. So remember, if you want our help with anything, all the information as to how to contact us is on our website, sextedmyboss.com. Shall we toast, Jordan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've not even got a... Yeah.
You've not even got your gin and Debonair?
I've run out of Debonair. Can I toast with a beer? Well, hang on.
Yeah, well, you can toast the beer, but...
I'll have to toast with a cold one. Sorry.
What's happened to Debonair?
I've run out, haven't I? I've got a bottle of Bud, shut up. Anyway, who are we toasting to?
We're going to toast to Queen Mary. Because on the day of this episode... Sorry?
Why?
Did you say who?
She's got a big ship, hasn't she?
Well, yeah, it is named after Mary of Tech, as she formerly was known. Well, in... Now, what are you doing? You won't sit still!
Plugging my phone in, I'm stressed!
Oh, I'm so sorry that we've got in your way.
So you should be. Who's Queen Mary?
Queen Mary is our current Queen's grandmother, and she was born on this day of podcast release, in 1867, which is just coming up to 7 o'clock.
To Queen Mary.
Queen Mary.
Who can I toast to? It says George Formby here as well on my notes.
Yes, it's also his birthday.
Me little sticker Blackpool Rock. There we go, that's more me. With me little sticker Blackpool Rock. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna get a ukulele, learn how to play ukulele, and make a Picky Tea song on ukulele, and just become a proper caricature of myself.
That ship sailed, love.
Love.
You've got to have a Picky Tea or two.
You've got to have a Picky Tea or two. Oh, you've got to have a Picky Tea or two. Oh, sorry, that was Ben's idea in the ideas meeting this week.
And then we vetoed.
that we both shot down. He wanted to call last week's episode. Yeah, you tell me. G and Divas, you tell me. He went, I'm thinking help. I want a Picky Tea or two. I was like, yeah, Ben, that's... That's shit.
That's shit. We'll do for content in an episode. Anyway, I referred to it there, Jordan, but you have... Obviously, last week you were busy painting, and now you are not just painting your own room in brilliant white. You are painting your entire flat. Now, your new flat, from what I have seen of it, has many more windows and is higher up than your former flat, which was on a lower ground floor.
Yeah.
When the summer comes, which is only a few weeks away, you're going to be dazzled in your flat. You're going to have to walk around with sunglasses like Anna Wintour.
Oh, my God.
Because you've painted everything brilliant white, which is not a wall colour.
It is.
No, it's for ceilings.
Is it not?
No, you normally go for something like, you know, pointing or white tie, which is a Farron Ball colour, or ever so slightly off-white.
Are you joking?
Generally, you're going to have a headache come the summer.
No, I've been waking up at 5, 6 o'clock every morning since I've painted a big room. I'm not even... Because the sunlight comes in, it's like, pow!
Because you painted everything brilliant white.
Do you think it's why I keep getting headaches as well?
Yes.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not even joking.
Why did no one... Is brilliant white not the colour you're meant to do your walls?
No. And what's happened to your paint consultation from last week? Did you ignore all their advice?
Well, she said no. So after all that, she sent me a big presentation.
Yeah,
she
forwarded it on to me.
She said just go with white.
So. No, yeah, but not. It wasn't brilliant white. It was like an off-white.
I just thought it was a posh name for it. You know, like you can get elephant's cough. That's
elephant's breath. Well done.
Oh, is it elephant's
Farrow
breath?
Farrow and Ball, yes.
Farrell and Ball do elephant's breath, don't they?
Yes.
I just thought it was like a cheaper version of brilliant white. Hey,
no.
It's brilliant. So, yeah. Oh, here's one thing you just reminded me about my move. Okay, you bought me a birthday present that we're not talking about.
Well, I will for money.
What's the etiquette for getting rid of a present? Is it okay to bin a present that a friend got you?
You can't, excuse me, that cost me at least £25.
Yeah, I don't want it. It's embarrassing.
Jordan, I couldn't get it out your hands.
I'll never use them again. I mean, apart from when I was at yours when I opened them as a laugh, but I will never use them.
Put your hand on your heart now. Put your hand on your heart. Let me see you put your hand on your heart. Jordan, okay. Do it. Let me see it. I want to see it. Tell me how many times you've used those since you got home after your birthday.
Once.
Right. And for how long were you using them?
I had it all night.
And that's why you can't get rid of them.
No, I don't want them. I don't know why you got me them.
You know full well why I got them for you.
And it hurts so much. It's I don't know how you do it.
Did you use the other thing I got you with it?
Yeah, to help it in. Yeah. It
hurts so much.
Well.
Should we talk about you being a meme?
Oh, that, please, I wish we weren't.
I'm bored of this. Every 6 months or so, this meme of William pops its head up. And it's a meme of William on This Morning with a guy talking
about stag... From about 2.5 years ago.
And they're talking about stag do's. And it says, William Hanson thinks... What does it say?
It says, there are two types of British men. And then there's a picture of me with my name strap up from This Morning that says, William Hanson thinks that stag do's are common and vulgar or something like that. And then Jamie, what's its name, whatever his name was, who, let's be honest, could have been you, and indeed should have been you, thinks stag do's are mint.
Stag do's are fucking mint. I'll tell you that for free, right? And I'll fucking tell you now, right? I graft me fucking arse off in the week and I work hard and me lass lets me go on a stag do and I fucking love a stag do. Why I, man? Fucking love a stag do. Sorry, I try not to say the F word too much in this podcast, but I can only do a Geordie accent if I say the F word after every
time. Right.
I fucking mint.
Okay, I thank you. Mint. That's enough.
Stag do. Anyway, so anyway.
back to me.
Sorry. There's this meme that pops its head up every 6 months, and I got sent it 3 times this week, and obviously Lad Bible.
You got sent it just three times?
Yeah.
Jordan, how many... when you're the star, people send you messages, and I'm so sorry to anyone that is listening to this that sent it to me, because the first couple I was, you know, always very grateful for the support, but it's when people go, oh, have you seen you're a meme on the internet? Like, do you know you're a meme on the internet? Like, would you know if you're a meme on the internet? Probably yes.
Of course he knows he's a meme. He Googles himself every 20 minutes. He's got Google alerts on William Hans. Am I right in saying that you've got a Google alert for your name?
I used to, and I used to have a daily one. I have now changed it to weekly.
Bull rubbish.
Have you got one for your name?
No, because I don't know how to do it.
Jordan, how are you coping with lockdown? We've had Mental Health Week last week. On a general level, how are you coping?
I'm good. I'm all right, yeah. Sleeping a bit better. Remember I said to you a couple of weeks ago I weren't sleeping that well, but yeah, I'm all right.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, thanks!
What? How are you coping?
Actually, I'm not really that interested in how you are. I was just waiting for you to ask me.
How are you coping?
I'm very low, Jordan.
Oh, are you serious?
Because it's May, and I should have seen Mary Poppins twice by now. The musical in London, Prince Edward Theatre.
Okay, I'm not, like I said to you a few weeks, shit's going on. I know, I've not had a Guinness for ages, but if you want to talk about it, I'm always
And you know how much Mary Poppins means to me, and what is worse is that I now think that...
Will they be furloughed? Will they be getting paid?
Well, that's the thing. I actually am not sure that Mary Poppins will even come back. Post-corona, what will Poppins look like? Because now, out of Mary Poppins' carping bag, she'll have to pull a lamp, a mirror, and PPE equipment. Which is practically perfect equipment. Jane and Michael Banks won't be able to go into the park together to meet Burke. It's only one person per household. And frankly, it shouldn't be a jolly holiday, because it should really be used for a daily quota of exercises. I'm a bit drunk. And frankly... the pigeons around the steps of St. Paul's are starving because the bird woman's over 70, so it's been self-isolating. There's a queue around the Fidelity Fiduciary Bank for people to cash in their tuppence. There's only 5 people in at a time. And when asked how long she'll be around, Mary Poppins will tuck the children into bed and say to them, I'll stay until the curve flattens. So I don't think Mary Poppins is going to stay around.
Very good. I just can't imagine anyone being in a theatre. It's just, don't, because that's what gets me anxious and worries me. When you, like, people be like, we're back to normal in a few months. It'd be like, will we though? Will we go back to theatres? Will I be able to go to the cinema? The pub?
I think cinemas will probably be fine. I do think theatres probably won't be in a great place until January. We need to talk about our beloved producer mm-hmm. and something that he put on Instagram a few weeks ago, which I'm now going to get up on my phone.
Is this Benedict trying to be like Shawn Mendes?
Trying. Ben put on a few weeks ago, here's my submission to at Connell's chain. I don't get that. Also, very keen to make everyone aware that I got my chain 2 days before being introduced to the beautiful Connell and his chain. Clichés follow me. And it's Ben sitting in a paddling pool with some sort of thing around his hair.
Sorry, that was my mic.
And his chain. And he's half naked, wearing a pair. Did you buy those trunks, by the way, in Monaco?
Trunks. They're not trunks. They're bloody budgie smugglers.
And, you know, the sun's hitting his body at the right angle. It's all very Instagram. And it's a clear, desperate thirst post. Was that your most liked post you've ever posted, Ben? Oh, apparently not. Oh, apparently his most liked post was a picture of you and him and you.
It's a topless picture of Ben in a swimming pool, a paddling pool. I got the one 4 hours late where he's in the paddling pool in his own piss because he's so drunk. Yeah, you won't put that on Instagram.
To be fair to Ben, if you think that was quite a good photo, he did, and good on him because he's a good sport. You have to be with his face. He posted on...
He's a good-looking lad, our Ben. We know he is.
He posted on his story that photo from a different angle. Let's put it that way. It's a whole new thing.
What's the etiquette for doing, like, a first post?
What's the etiquette for your first post? Well, you would...
No, a thirst...
Right.
You know I can't pronounce my T's well. Thirst post.
Well, I don't. If you're in that desperate need for attention, then... I love it. Ben is clearly on his phone trying to find a thirst post from my... That is not a thirst post, Ben. That is a photo of me holding a gin and a bonnet that you asked me to take for my Instagram. So don't throw that in my face saying that's a thirst post, mister. That's me holding a cup of coffee. I'm fully clothed. In the same shirt I'm wearing now, but we'll overlook that. I don't do thirst posts on my profile. If people want that sort of material, they can go onto my OnlyFans.
And before we go to Jordan's joke of the week, if you would like to see Ben's penis, just join his OnlyFans and he will get it out for a fiver. Oh, have I nicked your joke again?
Yes, again.
No, oh, for God's sake. Oh, sorry. If you want
to
see Williams'
penis. His rates are £6.50.
If you want to see William's penis, then his OnlyFans, go on there for £4. Him and Mikey do a great trick with a mop. Honestly. Honestly. How he cleans that floor with no hands is...
We hoover every day.
I'm trying to find my jokes in my notes, but I've got one that says jogger's nipple.
Yeah, we did that. That was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. Oh, for fuck's sake. Where's... Just bear with me, boys. Sorry.
I'm on the deep end, watching my dive. I never give up.
Got him.
How about this? Jordan, I've got a joke for you.
Go on.
People who like trance music are very persistent. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
People who like trance music are very persistent. They don't techno for an answer.
I don't get it.
Oh, God.
I get it now, but it's terrible.
Yeah, but unlike Jordan's jokes, it's here.
What's the difference between hungry and horny? It's where you stick the cucumber. Right, I've got one better than that, right? Bloke goes into DVD shop before they shut down.
It's a joke for our modern age.
Bloke goes into Blockbuster before it shut down. Take your mind back 10 years here, Geneva. Bloke goes into Blockbuster. Says, can I have Batman Forever? He says, no, you can have it for 2 days like everybody else. Okay, one more. Next week, bloke goes into Blockbuster. He says, have you got Gone in 60 Seconds? He says, it was here a minute ago.
All right, should we just move on?
Should we get to... I don't know where that come from. An old Blockbuster's joke. One's for dads. One for dads. Blockbuster joke. Do you remember Blockbuster? I used to love going Blockbuster on a Friday. If my mum and dad were going out on piss all weekend, they'd take us to Blockbuster on a Friday.
I never went into Blockbuster.
I bet your mum and dad never went out on piss all weekend either.
No. left us with Granny and Grandad to go to the Tory party conference. That was as exciting as it got.
My dad used to, if he were home on leave, because he in the army, he'd be away, he'd pick us up on a Friday and we'd be dead excited because my dad were home. And he'd get us a Domino's, and I were about 15, 16. He said, me and your mum are going out piss all weekend. I'll get you some videos from Blockbuster. How our lives differ.
Mm.
First question, please.
Dear Jordan and William, and there's an asterisk, since neither of you is royal by birth, I guess that the fairest way is to put your names in alphabetical order, isn't it, William?
Thank you. Who's this from?
This is from Marta, and it would be surnames Marta, so I'll correct it for you. Dear William and Jordan, I've got a question regarding the etiquette of tea. When I'm served tea in a tea bag... what am I supposed to do with the used tea bag after the tea is brewed? When I put it back in the saucer, it gets a bit wet, and then the cup gets wet, and while drinking, some drops of liquid may fall down and stain something. Is it okay to ask for a separate plate for a used tea bag? Or maybe would it be better to just leave the tea bag inside the cup and drink it? Please help, I've been thinking about this for months, and I can't find the perfect solution. Lots of love, Marta.
Marta is clearly American.
She's from Portugal.
What do you mean? You don't leave the bag in. I used to sometimes leave the tea bag in.
We have a friend in common, I won't mention their name, who will constantly serve tea with the tea bag in. And she'll go, oh, do you want tea? And I'll go, yes, I have a peppermint tea or whatever after dinner. And then it comes to
You leave the bag in for peppermint tea and green tea and stuff.
No, you don't.
For herbal teas, you do. I don't give a shit what etiquette expert you've gone to. Yeah, you do. But a proper brew.
What do you mean what I've gone to? I am one.
Whatever you are. I don't care. I'm putting my foot down here, Hanson. Don't wind me up. When it comes to brews, I know my stuff. Oh, God, I am a caricature of myself. God. Right. People that have normal tea and leave the tea bag in are...
psychopaths. Our former friend Stu, who may be listening to this at points, keeps the tea bag in, and that's disgusting.
Yeah, but that's why
which is why he's socially dead to me.
If you're making a normal brew, what's she called again, Marta?
Marta.
Take the tea bag out and leave a little. You can get little tea bag plates next to your kettle and put your tea bags there. So then when you take the tea bag to your bin, you don't leave loads of spillage marks on the floor.
Well, if you were Marta, yes, in what I would call 4 or 3 star establishments where they sometimes will serve you tea like this in someone's house or in a restaurant, ask for a little paper napkin or a piece of kitchen towel. You can put that in between the saucer and the cup. The tea bag can then sit on that, and the paper towel collects those drips and the residue from the wet tea bag, so it then doesn't go on to the cup too badly. That's what I do. Sometimes life isn't perfect. You have to cope. But from a hosting point of view, everybody, please remove tea bags before you serve to guests. Hello, William and Jordan. It was my birthday yesterday. Lockdown birthdays aren't fun, but I still grew older. I wanted to ask William, what is the etiquette for wishing people a happy birthday? As I get very frustrated about those whose heads are too far up their back passage to say those two words, happy birthday. So, Facebook, all through the year, I say happy birthday to people when it comes to my birthday, but they don't say it back. But then on Instagram, one of my friends saw my story, clearly showing me saying thank you to others for wishing me a happy birthday. This was around 9 a.m. And then at 11 p.m, they had the cheek to say, "Oh my God, I didn't realise it was your birthday. Happy birthday." Now, I posted this hours ago. You are no longer my friend because you are rude and forgot. Am I overreacting? By the way, I bloomin' love William. Thank you, guys. Lauren.
I mean, honestly, with everything that's going on, life's too short. Just don't worry about it. If someone doesn't say happy birthday on social media... Oh, God, I'm pissed again. This is literally me in the pub. This is literally... If someone doesn't say happy birthday, then screw them, because you're a lovely girl, Lauren, and you're beautiful. Do you know what? You are beautiful. You're beautiful inside and outside. Screw them. Don't matter. Lauren, life's too short. Don't lose sleep over social media.
This next question is from Chris. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben.
Oh, for God's sake.
I've returned to my family home for lockdown as my university asked for students in halls to leave if they could. I mistakenly left my dildo and numbing lube, usually reserved for larger sizes, but hey-ho.
What is happening this series?
And I've not been able to travel back to collect it.
Not been able to walk back, which sad to me.
Now that my family have developed a tradition of watching each other open post...
Oh my God, where was this going? Oh yeah, then in my family, every year we sit down and watch each other put a dildo up our ass. Sorry, what? Yeah, it's just a thing we do. My mum goes first, then my dad and then me. Yeah.
Now that my family have developed a tradition of watching each other open post from the socially distanced delivery person, I'm not sure how I'm meant to order replacements without them knowing. So my question is, how can I discreetly order a dildo, or what other phallic-shaped devices should I use? I'm guessing I would have to find them from around the house. Thank you for advice, Chris. P.S. Sorry, William and Jordan, but the gays would probably fancy producer Ben over you two. Well, Chris, clearly you're suffering from delusions.
Can we first of all decide here and now that we should name the title of the episode, Help, How Do I Order a Dildo in Lockdown?
If dildo is in the title, I'm not sharing it to my socials, and I'm just saying that now.
Oh, this is what we have every week. Gene, we come up with a good title, and bloody Fanny Craddock there is like, oh no, I can't, I'll lose work. You're never going to work again after this podcast.
Well, my biggest take home from that letter... And I don't know about you, is that there's such a thing as numbing lube?
I didn't know that either.
No.
What are you on Amazon for? William,
what?
I'm wondering
whether I should have a little Google. Just out of interest.
Right, my advice is that you crack on and order your dildo and numbing lube. And
oh my God.
A week before you order it, you start getting your post and go, hey, don't open my post. Don't read my post.
Jordan, I'm just sending you a few things. Oh my word, look what I found.
What have you sent me?
I mean, it all goes on. I don't think we can... No, don't say it.
Jesus Christ. He's got off his arm in there! Ultra lubricating, slightly numbing. I'd want it fully numbing if it were going... Oh my God. It's up to his elbow. That's just the cover.
And perhaps my favourite one.
It actually says here, relaxes the anus for easy penetration.
You can't say that one out loud.
It's not. It's a food supplement. Flavour enhancing drops. I'm a very naive man. I mean, I like a dressing gown belt, but my advice is order yourself some numbing lube cream, whatever. And also tell your family to stop opening your post because your post is private. And look after yourself. Be careful. Stay safe. I mean...
Well, Chris...
How can you get it up to elbow? Is that even physically possible?
Well, you need numbing lotion.
Jesus Christ.
Final question. This is from Lawrence. Dear William and Jordan, having listened to your podcast for some time, I know that...
Imagine if you got up to... See, if I... See, this is where I couldn't do something like that, because if I got up to elbow, then I'd just pretend I was a puppet act. I'd pretend I was a miming puppet act. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
What have you been up to today? Well, I'm just getting fisted at the moment.
Ha ha ha. I won't be able to not do that.
Never going to be able to watch The Muppets again.
A ventriloquist, that's what I meant. I'd be a ventriloquist.
A what?
A ventriloquist.
A what?
What are they called?
Ventriloquist.
I'd be a ventriloquist. I'd just have them on the end of my elbow, like, go on. Go on, no, go on, please. No, I'll carry on. I'll pop a go for it, but first do that. Crack on.
Final question. This is from Lawrence. It's coming to us on email, help@sextedmyboss.com. Dear William and Jordan, having listened to your podcast for some time, I know the rules about men and wearing hats indoors. However, with all the barbers' shops being closed during this lockdown, my hair has reached an unimaginable level of messiness, and a comb or brush just won't cut it, if you'll pardon the pun. Whereas others have taken to their partners taking on the challenge, I cannot, as I live alone. To combat my follicle fiasco, I have taken to wearing hats to hide in when at work. Lawrence works in engineering or manufacturing, he's put here.
Ooh,
do you think the social etiquette rules can be relaxed during these unprecedented times so I can wear my hat at work indoors? Best wishes, Lawrence.
Yeah, I think under the circumstances, Lawrence, it's fine to wear a hat indoors. My hair at the moment looks like I've come on an open-top bus. It looks like I'm playing with plug sockets. Looks like I've been dragged through an edge backwards.
No, Lawrence, no, even in lockdown, hats indoors, you know, look, life is grim enough as it is. Let's not start wearing hats indoors. We've actually got a follow-up from last week, Jordan.
Oh.
Can you remember... Abby, she of the pampered boyfriend, engaged the titular episode last week.
Oh, the titular problem. I really like that question. What was her boyfriend called?
Sorry, Ben's saying I've said titular wrong. Now what? It's not titular. It's got tit in the middle of it. Well, could you please look up the pronunciation of that, Ben?
Speaking of tits, the pair of you are doing me head in. Carry on. I want to go on and make me tea.
Higher lads. I'm really sorry to disappoint, but Liam isn't the chief medical officer. But he is definitely more of a key worker than Jordan. He works in one of the German supermarkets, which William wouldn't be caught dead in. Thank you for your advice. Liam is a G&D diva and knew it was me who sent in the question as soon as he heard the episode. After hearing my concerns about him becoming too accustomed to being sport rotten, he decided to cook dinner for the household on Saturday.
Oh, see, this is why we're award nominating. We affect people's lives.
We're having a Mexican feast... which we're going to enjoy with a few G&Ds. P.S. Shortly after I sent in my question, Liam dropped one of my dad's favourite pint glasses and it smashed to pieces. So, as it turns out, the sun doesn't really shine out of Liam's arse at all.
I love the fact that she didn't tell him she'd written in and then he heard it on his way to work. That's quite cute, that. Also, Abby needs to get back in touch for next week.
Because
he's going to bug me.
Why don't we just invite Abby to become a co-host?
Because is it Aldi or Lidl? Because he's going to bug me.
Just slide into Jordan's DMs and tell
him. No. Really Abby, right back in. I need to know if it's Aldi or Lidl. I've decided I prefer Aldi to Lidl now.
Should we go to my least favourite part of this podcast?
Yep.
I've got a turtle's head in my underpants. I don't really know what that means, but thank you, Laura in Devon. And this final review is from Mr. Chris 123. Thank the dear Lord for Instagram. That photo of producer Ben in the paddling pool has topped up the W bank nicely. He's even used a dressing gown cord as a headband. Woof. If I think we should draw a line under these reviews now.
Shall we?
Okay, I think that's quite enough.
That was William reading the reviews there from we said at the start of the series, if you leave us a 5-star review and write anything, William Hanson will read it out. All right, yeah, let's leave
it. We'll draw a line under that for the time being. Thank you very much.
Okay, fair enough. Remember, if you want to help with something, then you can email us sextedmyboss.com. Just go to the website. Slide into our DMs, sextedmyboss. Just look for us on Insta, Twitter, write an email, letter, William will reply. What's this voting thing, William?
Well, as well as being nominated for the Best Entertainment Podcast in the British Podcast Awards, there is also a Listener's Choice category, where listeners can vote for any podcast that they wish. And
are we doing this?
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay.
There is also a Listener's Choice category, where listeners to any podcast, not just ours, can vote for their favourite podcast. So if you would like to do that for Help by Sex with My Boss, we'll be thrilled to the marrow. Just go to the British Podcast Awards website, click on vote, type in our name, and Bob's your uncle.
And if we do win, William has said in both categories, Best Entertainment and Best, what was the other one?
Listener's Choice.
Listener's Choice. William will climb up Blackpool Tower bollock naked. Thank you very much. He's not said no!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.